figured I'd make a video about 5 ways to get started in entrepreneurship. I'm gonna put my hat on for this.
I just wanna go, I just wanna go
anywhere.
I just wanna go, I just wanna go with you.
1. Literally just get started. Like, don't even think about it. Just get started. It doesn't matter what equipment you have or what equipment you don't have. Just do it. Like, this is something I've had to really, really teach myself over the years. Like, even if you don't have the perfect camera or the perfect video editing software, it doesn't matter. Just take what you have. If you have one of these, if you have internet connection, that's honestly all you need. Just take it, turn on the camera, and talk to it. Tell the world exactly what you're feeling, exactly what's going on, exactly. Tell the world your truth. Don't think about all the external stuff. Don't get so caught up with equipment and what you think you need to have, because honestly, if you have this and if you have this, that's all you need to get started.
2, follow Gary Vaynerchuk. I mean, honestly, that's literally all I have to say about that. Follow Gary Vaynerchuk, watch a bunch of his content, and that's it.
3, don't read a bunch of books, okay? Like, I've made book recommendation videos and all this, but don't think that you need to read up on everything and perfect everything before you start doing it. Literally, just like step number 1, just do it. I don't know if you guys have seen my first video. It's called Embarrassment Practice right here. It's terrible. It's absolutely awful. It's literally me just cringing at a camera for a solid, I don't know how many minutes, but it's terrible. Do that. Literally. Get over the fear of looking dumb and looking stupid. You are going to look dumb and stupid. But the thing is, you're gonna look dumb and stupid, and you're gonna look dumb and stupid until you don't look dumb and stupid anymore. I had to literally put myself out there. I had super bad social anxiety when I was in high school, and I never thought that I could ever do something like that. And it literally took me over several weeks continuing to make videos and be scared and have to listen to my own voice, something that I don't like. It literally took me making all of those videos to just become just a little bit more comfortable with myself, just a little bit more comfortable with myself at a time. And it's still uncomfortable. It's still uncomfortable, but it's a grind, and it's something that you have to practice. It's something that you have to keep doing, just like anything worth doing in life. At the beginning, it's terrifying and it's hard, but it gets easier along the way as you start to find your voice. 4, surround yourself with like-minded people. If you're surrounded by a bunch of people who are scared or who don't think like entrepreneurs or who can't like gas you up, like drop those people. Because when you do something like decide to be an entrepreneur when you have no idea what being an entrepreneur means, you need to surround yourself by supportive people, because you will fail. And when you do, you need to be around that core support group, because when you fail and you're around people that are expecting and waiting for you to fail, it makes it so much harder for you to get up from that failure and keep moving forward. Whereas if you're surrounded by positive people, they will tell you this is supposed to happen. You need to fail, learn from it, and move forward. Lastly, 5, this is something I saw from another video that Will Smith posted. He said, fail fast, fail often, fail early. Those 3, maybe in a different order, but that's exactly right. Like, don't be afraid of failure. Like, accept the fact that you are going to fail in front of people. If you've decided to take an entrepreneurial path as opposed to an easier path, you need to own everything that comes with it. So, like, failing and looking dumb in front of people, that's just a price that comes with entrepreneurship. Your accolades will come later down the line once you've proved yourself and grinded. But in the beginning, you're gonna fail and you're gonna look like a fucking idiot in front of a lot of people. And you have to become okay with that. You can't be so concerned about what other people think when it comes to you or your failures. And you also have to redefine what failure is. Say I wanted to launch a business and no one liked it. It failed. I don't see that as a failure. I see that as something to learn from. If that business didn't work, I know exactly why it didn't work, because I'm listening, I'm tuning in, and then I'll try the next thing, and try the next thing, and try the next thing. It's just probability. It's just trial and error. You have to understand, if you're not trying anything, you have 0 chances of something breaking. But if you're trying something every single week, and you do that for 57 weeks, One of those things is probably gonna break. One of those things is probably gonna work. So you have to try stuff. You have to try shit. You can't stay stuck in your head and worry about failures. So that was just five things that I could list off the top of my head about starting an entrepreneurial thing. I try and implement these things. I can be better at a lot of these things, but these are just five things that I try to go by to keep myself strong and moving forward. Thanks for watching, guys.